Hi, and welcome to the On Purpose Cheat Sheet. Thanks so much for taking the time and effort and having the curiosity about, what this cheat sheet might share with you and help you to discover. It's only a short cheat sheet, and it's really just enough to start to open up some curiosities into your own self and what comes naturally to you. It's really easy for us to go through our life and go through our emotions and kind of start to forget how to read our own body's cues or to understand our own internal messaging that is talking to us in a way that our body and our internal passions and our heart and our soul talks to us. We get really distracted by all the things outside of ourselves that we need to do and achieve and be and attend to. So On Purpose Cheat Sheet is tiny. It's not too big. I'm trying to keep it simple. But I'd like you to keep in mind trying to stay really open to trying to learn and understand more about yourself. Like, be open, be flexible, be curious, and really be kind of expecting good things, like be really allowing in your energy. It's easy to be sort of rigid and maybe judgmental or have this sense of closed offness that, oh, this isn't going to work or I'm not getting anything out of this. You know, our internal cues, you know, our passion and our purpose sometimes get so pushed down deep inside of us that we just stop understanding how to read the cues of our own internal language. And so in this moment, I just really encourage you to be still, even have a little bit of a meditation, but listen for the little quiet messages that your body and your internal cues are giving you. You know, this is a cheat sheet. It's not the big silver bullet to the answers to life. It's a start where you can just start to scratch away at the surface and start looking at yourself in a way that maybe you just haven't given yourself time and space to do for a long time. So please create an environment around you where it's quiet, where it's peaceful, where it allows you to be reflective. Even if you have to create some, I don't know, burn some oils or incense, put a candle on, just create an environment around you that says, hey, this is my time. It's my time to tap into me and who I am and what I really want. And I know that maybe I've gotten a bit out of touch with that. I've become disconnected or become quite distant from the connection to my own heart center. And so I'm going to be a little bit out of practice here. So I just encourage you to be open to the fact that maybe you've become a bit disconnected from your own heart center, and this is a time where you can just start to turn around and look back into yourself and say, hey, how do I get back there? How do I get back connected to who I really am in the heart of me and what it really is that in this lifetime that I've got to live that I'd like to what I'd like to apply my energy to, spend my energy on, you know, spend my time thinking about and getting involved with and experiencing, because we don't have forever. And it is very easy to get distracted by having to go to work and pay bills and do things that we feel obligated to do, judged by the external world to have to do. And this little exercise is just saying, hey, just stop for a minute and answer these quite simple questions and be generous to yourself. Be really generous to yourself when you're answering them and try to dig around and touch your heart in terms of looking for what the really true answer is. There's only 8 questions in there, and I'd love to dig a lot deeper in this cheat sheet, but the purpose of the cheat sheet is to scratch the surface, just to get you curious, to get you starting to look at, hey, you know what, there are some common denominators here in the things that make me feel good without me having to try to feel good. When I do this, I easily do it, or when I do that particular thing, it makes me feel, you know, alive and energized. And these are the subtle cues that our heart and our internal self gives to us it's the sense of feeling good, vibrating good, having a sense of passion and a sense of joy. When we notice the things that bring us these vibrations, they're our cues to say, hey, these are the things that belong to me that I can be doing more in my life and building my life around. So no further ado, I encourage you to stay nice and open, to be really curious and to be genuinely show up with the intention of trying to get some clues for yourself. I hope you enjoy, and I look forward to, if you feeling up to it, sharing some feedback on what you did get out of the program by jumping onto the Help Hub on my website and giving me some feedback in the chat box. So thanks heaps, and I hope you enjoy.